This is In Focus on News Radio 1350 KMAN.
Good morning, everybody. Brady Bowman with you on this Wednesday morning, as I am every Wednesday morning. And today we're going to talk a lot of schools. Got Manhattan, Ogden, USD 33 school board member Pat Hudgens and assistant superintendent Eric Reed. We'll also hear from Manhattan Area Technical College president Jim Jeanette later in the program. Looking a little bit ahead to Thursday, Kathy Dawes will be back with you Thursday. Manhattan Area Chamber of Commerce president Lyle Butler will be on. Looking at Friday, Kathy has a full slate. We got Greg Eyestone coming in from Riley County Extension. We'll also have Melissa Colby, Riley County Senior Service, some folks from Parks and Rec talking about all sorts of things. Cox Brothers will be in too. It's barbecue. Hopefully they'll bring in some barbecue. I might have to just sit in that day. I won't be on air. I'll just be in the studio sitting in. We'll just see how that works. Dave has
just so
to say.
That you know, they don't have a track record yet of bringing barbecue in.
Okay. Well,
although
I'm glad
that's
noted.
We'll see maybe if we can exert some influence.
There you go.
And encourage that to happen.
There you go. Of course, if you want to hear any of In Focus on demand later today, want to catch up on yesterday, go to newsradiokman.com, go to the On Demand tab, and you can listen to about any In Focus that we've archived. But right now, let's talk some schools.
Hey, hey, take it away. Get
so
ball and fight.
Your school.
Switching it up with little Beach Boys this time. Usually it's a Saved by the Bell sort of thing.
You're so creative, Brady. Appreciate it. Makes me smile.
I try. All right, we are here with USD 383 school board member Pat Hudgens and assistant superintendent Eric Reed. And really kind of deep into the school year now. Now it feels normal. Those memories of summer are long gone.
It goes fast, doesn't it?
It does. How are things going?
Yeah, they're going pretty good. We're kind of hitting the end of the 9 weeks this week. So our first quarter's finished up. We have grades due. Have some parent-teacher conferences coming up in the elementary schools, I believe, next week. So it's alive and going 90 miles an hour.
Yes, indeed.
And we got a school board meeting tonight. Yes. Lots of things to talk about. I guess whoever wants to take it away and start things off, let's tee off. You'll use a little golf term.
You're funny. Yes, we've got quite a bit going on. Not quite a bit going on this tonight. We've got we're going to talk about our Head Start report that we'll have, that we'll read and look over, that Andy Hutchinson does. We've got some vehicles to dispose of and some vehicles to purchase, and we'll look at our transportation.
Are those school buses?
Yes, school buses, and plus some maintenance vehicles is what we're getting rid of as well. Some of them have seen their better days of 20-something years, isn't that right?
Yeah, and we're also trying to dispose of some one-use vehicles and kind of get multi-use vehicles, ones that we can use for general run around town, taking tools, fixing things, but also be able to push snow and clean up. We're approaching snow season, believe it or not, so we want to be prepared for that.
Just in case.
Just in case. It might happen this year. Knock on wood.
That's true. Last year, we really didn't have a lot of snow days last year, did we?
Don't say that too loud, Brady. Be very, very careful. Yeah, snow's a four-letter word in the school world, for sure.
But not for kids.
Nope. No. Not for them, no. But it is for us.
Well, it still might be a four-letter word, but it's a little more excitement about it, probably.
Oh, yeah.
Still different
oh, yeah.
context. All right, Eric, you mentioned that you had some testing results that you wanted to go over.
We have some an ESOL report, which is our English as a Second Language, and that's a group of kids that aren't English speakers natively, or they speak a different language in the home. You know, we've got multiple families represented by many different languages, and it brings some challenges, but we see our number of students that aren't primarily English speakers going up every year. I believe we're tagged where we serve and get funded on about 420 some of those students. We serve about over 500 of them. Some of them we don't get funding for because they're on maintenance that we kind of keep an eye on, that they've been established in the country for a little bit. But, you know, some people come in, and we actually got some refugees in from Puerto Rico this week as well. So we're kind of picking up new kids all the time, and that brings challenges and opportunities, but also gives us a chance to explore some diversity in our campuses, which is something we value and we love here.
The kids you got from Puerto Rico, you said that's just recent, just like within the last couple of weeks?
Yeah, they were displaced from the hurricane down there and able to move into our community, at least short term. I don't know if they'll be here long term, but we're going to take care of them while they're here.
Any local connection with that as far as what brought them to Manhattan?
I really don't know much of the story. I just asked for, you know, to know when some of those displaced were asked for the Texas connections or the Florida connections or the Puerto Rico, and we're starting to pick up a few.
Some of the things about those disasters that people don't think about is that...
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, even in our Head Start report, it had a little section on there about what happens and how we have to get things going after a disaster, and there's several links to that on what to do after a disaster to get our kids back into a safe environment, mm-hmm. as far as their school environment, if it was part of that disaster area.
Brady Bowman with you on this Wednesday edition of In Focus here with Manhattan. Ogden USD 383 school board member Pat Hudgens and assistant superintendent Eric Reed. And Pat, I think when we were walking in here, you were saying this would be your last appearance on In Focus as a school board member, or at least maybe next to last, or something like that.
Today is my last one. I didn't refile to run for school board. There's four great candidates out there that are eager to step in and fill some other people's shoes. So,
and how many years had you been a school board member?
A little over four.
All right,
and Pat's been awesome. I'll just say that. She won't toot her own horn, but she's been an awesome board member and a great voice for kids in the community. So she's so connected. Anytime you go anywhere with Pat, she knows everyone, I swear. She knows everyone.
And any notes of advice, Pat, for the incoming board members, whoever may win? What's probably the biggest thing you would tell them about the job?
Get connected. Be where you can be. And that's really important, because you need to be not only the face but a representative for not just one school but all the schools. And so that's something that I've endeavored to do, is to be wherever I can be, be it a site council meeting or a carnival, the fun stuff. When you're sitting at the board making decisions, it's good to make those connections and to let the administration see you.
Biggest challenges that you've noticed being a school board member?
It's when you can't be everywhere and you don't have enough money to do what you need to do to make things happen. So we count on donations and grants. We count on volunteers. We count on the community stepping up to do a lot for us where there's gaps, obviously.
Looking back to what you know now compared to what you thought the job would be when you first ran for the school board, is there a big contrast there? Was it
not really a big contrast? I was pretty involved in things, so just, you know, the meetings every 2 weeks. Some school boards meet once a month. In other communities, we meet at least twice a month, and sometimes three times. Like this month, we'll have our retreat, so that'll be three meetings in a month. So that was probably, but I mean, I would sit in school board meetings, and so I was kind of familiar with what went on. But sitting behind the table is a different space to occupy making those decisions.
Well, we definitely appreciate your service and doing that. That's so important for everybody. Everybody always has their opinions and comments on something, but people rarely actually get involved with what they're talking about. So a K-man tip of the cap to you, Pat, for for doing that. And
thank you.
You know what? Let's go ahead and go to our first break of the hour here on In Focus. We'll come back and we'll talk more with USD 383 Assistant Superintendent Eric Reed and School Board Member Pat Hudgens right here on News Radio KMAN.
KMAN weather is powered by Colbert Hills Golf Course.